Welcome back. We're now going to House District 20. Let's meet the incumbent, Max Gruenberg, and his opponent, the Libertarian Scott Kohlhaas. Welcome, gentlemen. We'll start with you, Representative Gruenberg. 1 minute for an opening statement, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me into your home tonight, for listening to this debate. This is going to be an extremely important election, all the way from the President to the U.S. Senate to Congress down to State House. My name is Max Gruenberg. I'm running for my eighth term. I'm the second most senior member in the House. And it's been my pleasure to represent you in Mountain View, Russian Jack, and Turpin since 2002. I represented Spinard before that. I've been the House Majority Leader a couple of times and been very successful in representing you, the financing for Clark Middle School, funding for the Bregaw Glen Interchange, sidewalks around the district, the paving of the streets, all the way from working on constituent problems, problems we've had at Lane and Third and on Pine Street. Last year, we got money, $6 million, for Fire Station 3, and I look forward to getting another $6 million for Fire Station 6 so we have the best public protection in the city, in Anchorage. And I look forward to this debate, and if you have any questions, I'd be delighted to answer them. My number is 337-1688. And be happy to answer your questions. Thank you very much.
Mr. Kohlhaas.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Scott Kohlhaas, and I'm the Libertarian candidate for the U.S. House, for the State House in District 20. That's Mountain View, Russian Jack, and the Turpin areas of Northeast Anchorage. I want to go to Juneau for many different reasons. One of the reasons I want to go is because I happen to believe in freedom of speech. And currently, there's a move among legislators in Juneau to increase the censorship of our public libraries through the filtering of their computers. So I want to go to Juneau to fight censorship. There's also a move among legislators to impose the death penalty in Alaska. And personally, I have a problem with the state putting anyone to death. So I want to go to Juneau to fight against the death penalty. I also want to go down there to help impose some economic sanity. I want to cut taxes. I believe that higher taxes on oil companies result in higher prices at the gas pump. And so I want to do everything I can to repeal the current windfall profits tax that was passed. Again, my name is Scott Kohlhaas, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Okay, we'll stick with you, Mr. Kohlhaas. You have an opportunity to question Representative Gruenberg, and then it'll be his turn to question you.
Max, you voted for the tax increase on oil companies. And everybody's having trouble paying for gas at the pump. And it hurts, especially here in Alaska, where we're swimming in oil and yet pay still some of the highest prices in the nation. So I have to ask you, did you really think that by voting for that tax that the prices at the pump would go down?
That's a very important question. I do not think that raising the tax in this state affected the oil prices. We've got problems that are far beyond that. For example, we have an antitrust law in this state that only makes it a misdemeanor to restrain trade, with maximum of a year in jail and $20,000 fine for an individual, $50,000 fine for a corporation. These are some of the largest corporations in the world. We represent in the legislature the people of the state. The tax situation before the what was called economic limit factor, the so-called ELF, was very, very low. It hadn't been changed in many years. We raised it. We made it much more equitable. And as a result, we have brought billions of dollars to the state treasury. I'm on the House Judiciary Committee. We're in the process of looking directly into the issue of whether what we can do to lower the price of gasoline. And I'm going to introduce legislation next year to make the antitrust laws much tougher.
Mr. Kohlhaas, your rebuttal.
Well, Max, as far as I can tell, that tax increased the cost of doing business in Alaska by close to 20%. Now, I don't believe that any businessman is a real idealist. I don't think they're going to take that 20% increase as a hit on their profit. I think they're going to pass it on to us in the form of higher prices. And that's clearly what's happened because in the last few years, since you've been in, the price of gas has gone up and up. So I really believe that cutting taxes and making it easier to do business in Alaska is going to result in lower prices for us at the pump.
Mr. Grunberg, Representative Grunberg.
Thank you. Most of the gasoline and petroleum products in the United States does not come from Alaska. Yet the prices in Alaska and elsewhere have gone through the roof. Clearly, what we did in this state did not affect the price of oil and gas to any great extent. By the way, last week when we were at a debate, you, Mr. Kohlhaas, wanted to cut the aid to education. And I can't see giving a tax break to the oil companies at the expense of our children. I think we need to have a top-flight educational system and get a fair tax return. That's why I'm on the Ways and Means Committee, and I think it's important that we look out for the citizens of our state.
Okay, Representative Grunberg, it's your opportunity to question your challenger.
Thank you. Mr. Kohlhaas, you've said that you believe in less government, and you want to cut governmental services. How do you propose to provide the services in education and everywhere else that we really need when your plan is to cut them and give tax breaks to large oil companies?
I think you have to believe that there's some systemic problem in our government that could be solved by cutting back. I don't think eternal growth of government is the solution. I think in many ways government is the problem. Take, for instance, public education. We were at the Anchorage School District Forum the other night, and I broached the subject of the No Child Left Behind law. Currently, the federal government gives us about 5% of the funding we need to run our schools, and yet they demand 90% of our curriculum. So I think that if we work to repeal the No Child Left Behind law, and asked our teachers to work something less than a 14 to 16 hour day, that would result in savings. So there are many laws and regulations that actually cost us money that could be repealed and thus save us money.
Your rebuttal, Representative Grunberg.
It costs a certain amount to run the government. The people of our state, the people of our district, want good roads, want fire protection, want police protection, want to protect a good education. They want to have a sustained yield for fishing and game. The National Guard, Homeland Security, all of these cost a certain amount. And we in the legislature need to adopt a balanced approach. And just cutting the tax for oil companies and going back to the way it was, I don't know anybody in either party, except you, Mr. Kohlhaas, who has advocated going back to the way it was. That was drastically underfunding our state government. And we've heard this evening, it wouldn't even allow us to have a savings account so that when the price of oil does go down, that we'll have the money for a rainy day. And everybody in our state benefited, almost everybody, benefited by getting an extra $1,200. And the largest permanent fund dividends in history. That went out to the people of our state. And everybody I've met at the door, almost everybody, has said they've appreciated that $1,200, the large permanent fund dividend, and that comes from our tax structure.
Briefly, Mr. Kohlhaas.
I think that the $1,200 rebate was an admission by the government that they had overtaxed us. There's something wrong with a system where they have to tax the oil companies, they pass that on to us in the form of higher prices, and then we end up getting money back from the government. It's a vicious cycle. I think it should stay in our pockets in the first place. I have signed a pledge that I will not increase any tax, but I'll go further than that. I will look to cut every tax I can find. And, of course, we know that the other party wants to – they've never met a tax they didn't hike.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Representative Grunberg, I'd like to ask you to use the word rebate. Does it make any sense to call it a rebate when people didn't pay in? It's coming directly out of the state treasury?
I think regardless of what you call it, what it was more money in people's pocket. The people in Mountain View, Russian Jack, and Turpin have needed that money to get through the winter. Our utility prices have gone up. The price of food has gone up. the price of clothing, all other essentials virtually have gone up. And we just need that money now. Otherwise, we're going to freeze in the winter. And I'm pledged to protect you and to give you the money you need to get the standard of living you want to get through the winter.
Mr. Colas.
Well, I think it is indeed a rebate. And what it means is that too much money was taken from us for our energy. You know, we're paying close to $4 here in Anchorage, and I'm sure people in the bush are drooling at that price of gas. So, again, there's something wrong when the oil companies take their cut, the government takes their cut, and then they take so much that they feel like they need to give some back to us in the first place. That's overtaxation, and that's a problem.
Okay, we need to go to the closing statements, and we'll go to you first, Representative Grunberg.
Thank you. Once again, thank you very much for inviting us into your home this evening. It's been my pleasure to represent you. We are going to have many, many challenges in the legislature the next several years. We need to get the gas pipeline built. We need to bring the price of natural gas and other utilities down. We need to keep you working and have as many jobs as possible for the folks in our state and in our district. We need to open Clark Middle School. We need to have preschool in our public schools. We need to have vocational education so people can get jobs. We're going to build a new library, open a new library at the corner of Burgaw and Mountain View Drive. We need to fund that. And we have a whole host of things. We're looking, as I say, at right now at the high price of gas. And that's just one thing. And I look forward to continuing to represent you. I hope that you will continue to keep in touch with me. And I'd value your advice. We need your advice to do the job you need in Juneau. Thank you. I'm Max Grunberg. Good evening.
Thank you, Representative Grunberg. Mr. Colas, 1 minute for your closing statement, sir.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. Again, my name is Scott Colas, and I'm the Libertarian candidate for State House in District 20, representing Mountain View, Russian Jack, and the Turpin areas of Northeast Anchorage. One of the reasons I want to go to Juneau is because I'm against the war in Iraq, and I'm against the war in Afghanistan. And I'd like to go down to Juneau and introduce a resolution on the floor condemning those wars. I'm also against the drug war, and I would work in Juneau to legalize marijuana in the state of Alaska. And again, with our schools, the federal government is far too intrusive and causing us to spend much more time and money than necessary to educate our children. There are many issues in our district that are important. Land use is probably the most important. Safety and education are critical. When it comes to education, I want to make Ptarmigan a safe haven worthy of the name with a better sound system. I want sidewalks at Ptarmigan. And I want to make life in our district better. I hope you'll help me do it. Again, my name is Scott Colas. Thanks for your support.
Thank you, gentlemen. And we'll be right back to meet the candidates in House District 21.